Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor at First Christian Conroe. I'm bringing you my midweek podcast. It is Wednesday, and it may be Thursday before you hear this. But I want to welcome you to my podcast. First of all, I want to invite you to give me a buzz if there's something special that you would like to hear, a topic of discussion on this podcast. Give me a buzz and let me know, and I'll be glad to try to do that. And then I want to give a shout out to some helpers. You know, every week I talk about the food pantry because it's on Wednesday and I'm sitting at my desk when they finish up. And today, as every Wednesday, I generally say that's the biggest group I've ever seen, but I think that's true for today. They put out an awful lot of food. And I want to give a shout out to a few of our volunteers. First of all, I want to thank Abel and Patty Garcia. That's Candida's folks. They have come and helped in the food pantry, and they also brought a whole bunch of food, I think, from maybe their home church. So thank Abel and Patty for us. Also, want to thank again Amy Lacey's neighborhood. You know, they raised about $700 for our food pantry, having an outdoor concert and dance. And today she brought a whole carload of food, like the beans and rice and pasta in bags that we've been needing. So I want to thank Amy's neighborhood. And then a special thank you to John and Tanya Pinchback. They are friends of our church who have helped in the food pantry almost ever since I've been here. And they are the ones that drive a truck and a trailer down to the food bank on Wednesday morning early and bring it back up here so we can unload it. John and Tanya are special friends of our church, but we need to keep John in our prayers this week. John's mother passed away, so if you see John and Tanya, let them know that they are in our prayers. But all in all, we have so many volunteers who come and help in our food ministry that it is exciting. Okay, what is going on this week? Well, let me tell you a funny story. Well, it may or may not be a funny story, but it's a story. I have needed a haircut for some time. Y'all have probably noticed that. When it gets to the point that Shirley and Doris and my Mary Louise all remind me on the same day that my hair is looking scruffy, it's time to do something about it. And it had been almost 6 months since I had a haircut. Well, part of it was just the pandemic. So I decided to go out to Walmart yesterday and see if I could get a haircut. I didn't know if they were open or not. So I walked into Walmart. And the door was mostly closed to the salon, but had a crack in it. But there was a sign on the door. It said, by appointment only, and listed the phone number. And then they gave all the rules of you had to be in a mask and only one at a counter and all of this. So, well, okay. So I'm standing in front of their door, so I dial their phone number. And I can see there's a hairdresser in the place, and she goes over and picks up the phone, and I'm watching her, and she says hello. And I said, listen, I would like to see about making an appointment to get a haircut. And she says, well, when would you like to make that appointment? I said, well, how about 30 seconds from now? And she had kind of a funny look on her face, and she raised her head and looked around the store, and lo and behold, she saw me on my telephone outside the salon, and she waved me in. So I had my mask on and went in and sat down at her chair, and she said, and she looked at my hair and kind of fluffed it a little bit, and she said, and how would you like this cut? I said, the shorter the better. I said, get a number two, and let's see what that'll do to my hair. And so she starts on my hair, and we start talking. As you know, I talk a little bit, and pretty soon we are new friends. And of course I ask her about the pandemic and how that's affected her business and all that, and it was really hard on her. She was youngish, but I found out she had two high school kids, and of course they had been home and all of this, and she was having a really tough time because she didn't get to do her hairdressing, and she said it's been really tough on me. So we chatted a little more, and it doesn't take long if you're just running a number two through your hair. So pretty soon she finished me up and said, "How do you like that?" And I looked up and I said, "That'll do just fine." So we go to check out, and I reach in my pocket to pull out my money. Now, I'm an old guy, and there's something wrong about paying for a haircut with a credit card to me. It just doesn't seem right. So I like to pay cash. So I reach in my pocket, and all I had two $20 bills. Okay? So I noticed that the haircut had gone up a little bit in price. It was about $15, but I wasn't going to complain. It had gone up to $18. So I pull out one of my 20s, and I hand it to her, and I'm thinking, well, you know, that's not a very good tip. I like to think I'm a relatively good tipper, but I hate to ask her to break a 20 so I can give her another couple of dollars tip. And it was almost like I got a God wink. Something just told me to put that other 20 on the counter. And I said, let me tell you something. I have saved myself a haircut because I should have gotten a haircut 3 months ago, and I couldn't because of the pandemic. And so here, this 20 is for the haircut today, and this other 20 is for the haircut I didn't get. I want you to have that as a gift. And she teared up, and she thanked me profusely, and I was kind of embarrassed. I said, oh, no, think nothing of it. You deserve it. And we parted our ways. And on the way out, I got this wonderful feeling. And here's what I think happens. When we are generous, when we are truly generous, I believe that we are endowed with a feeling of not self-satisfaction, but a feeling of our own thanksgiving. Thank you, God, that I was in position to make her day brighter. I want to encourage us to be more extravagantly generous. You remember that story in the New Testament, and the scribes and the Pharisees, they were talking about giving and all of this, and he would say, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. And then he noticed a little widow walking up to the offering, and she put two coins in the offering plate. And Jesus reminded those rich scribes and Pharisees that this woman had given all that she had, and her gift of two coins was more than they had ever put in the total offering. Generosity is like that. Let us become even more generous. Our church family is a generous church. We need to carry that forward. And I can't tell you how much better I felt when I walked out of Walmart with all my hair cut off and not a dime in my pocket. Well, that's all I got. I look forward to seeing you. I won't be in worship this Sunday. You know, we're going to Louisiana to visit our daughter. And Joan Jackson is going to be preaching on Father's Day. So I want to wish all of you fathers a happy Father's Day. And I'll see you on the flip side. Have a great day. God bless.